The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. This is not a cracked record, but this Brexit stuff now is moving into the red zone. It's critical. A story that's big at the moment is that there is a petition being circulated. Parliament's Petitions Committee has indicated some figures to cancel Brexit by revoking Article 50, and it's passed 1 million signatures, and it is apparently gaining 2,000 signatures a minute. Well, the EU are trying to pressure Theresa May. Let's go to Adam. Adam, what do you make of all this?
Yeah, the deal is with those petitions is, and we get one or two of those a year, or some that fall by the wayside, but one or two that make it to the 100,000 mark. And when you make it to 100,000, the theory is that triggers a parliamentary debate. Well, frankly, we've had any number of parliamentary debates. It's not about that. It's about Remainers making their voice heard, and it's growing. But in Brussels, we've got one eye on Brussels at the moment, it's all the wheel of dealing is extraordinary. So Theresa May wants a delay of Brexit in order to try to get her house in order, in order to try to get a deal, and she wanted a three-month delay. It looks like the EU will agree a two-month delay as long as MPs in London back her Brexit deal, which, of course, is the deal that's been voted out twice. But they might be shifting towards a no-strings-attached delay of about 6 weeks. Maybe 4, 5, 6 weeks, something along those lines. It's all happening as we speak.
They're dreadful people as well.
And that might help.
They're dreadful people.
You're right. We're in the 11th hour here.
They're dreadful people.
Last chance saloon.
Well, it was a democratic will of the British people, and they have obstructed this will at every turn, this European Union. Dreadful, dreadful people. All right, the mosque vandalism.
Yeah, unfortunately, we don't know if this is somebody with a warped sense of copycat of New Zealand and those terrible shootings. Of course, this is nothing like that. But five mosques in Birmingham were targeted for vandalism. CCTV caught one man with a sledgehammer outside a mosque. It might have been him again at all the others, or it could have been a bunch of them. We can't tell at this stage. I'm sure police are heavily investigating. But as the Home Secretary called it, Sajid Javid, a sickening piece of vandalism.
Yeah.
The fact is that the way this spreads, with Friday prayers approaching, extra security at mosques, it's just a really bad feeling at the moment, isn't
Absolutely.
It, that this sort of thing could happen.
But how many of the problems in the world over time have been created by religion? It's awful. Why don't we just let people worship accordingly, and if they operate within the law, leave them alone? It's appalling. All right, Adam. Thank you for that. Adam Gilchrist in London. Have a wonderful weekend.